What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Mufasa T. Leon back with another episode. This is part two of my used to be four part, now it's two part series of Artists for Registered. And here to have this amazing discussion with me, it's my boy AJ.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on?
You know, we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about R. Kelly. And, you know, I know it's kind of died down a little bit, but it's really important because this man had, you know, such a crazy effect on a lot of people's lives. So, AJ, what's your perspective on what's been going on with these allegations?
I mean, you do the crime, you got to do the time, okay? And, you know, it's been a lot of accusations for years when it comes to R. Kelly. Now, you know, it's a lot. When you're a major public figure, you know, when you're a male and you're a major public figure, let alone the black part of it, you know, there's a lot that comes with it, positive and negative. You know, and, you know, R. Kelly was doing so much. And then, he's still technically probably running around doing it now, but yeah. He was just doing so much at a time where so many things were swept under the rug. There's no social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot, you know?
It almost seems like he took advantage of the times and technologies. It's what it seems like. He was able to operate in that discretion that he was able to operate in because of, you know, social media and his resources and the lack of social media. You know, like you said, if we had social media back then, he probably would have been caught. Mm-hmm. Or probably would have been more of an uproar.
I mean, I think with social media now, I mean, there's just so much of a mix of opinions.
Yeah.
Now you have so many more influences on what's right and what's wrong. Yeah. You know, now it's like, is this okay? Or is it not okay? Because even when the video came out, him being accused of peeing on the girl and all this other kind of stuff, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You have a situation where, like, it's hearsay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially, like, for us, we were still children then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I had to explain
to
my
middle school, yeah.
Yeah, like, I had to explain to my little cousins, like, yo, we heard about it, like, we were, like, 12 and 13. Like, we didn't know. I mean, we knew who R. Kelly was, and we knew he sang, but we didn't know. Like, we wasn't even in high school yet to really.
Did you see the video at the time?
I'm not even looking up that video. I'm not wasting my time on nonsense. I'm not doing it. That's not about to be in my history on my internet. I'm just not doing it.
No, I think one of my friends had saw it and showed it to me. And I didn't watch all. I watched like a couple minutes of it, and I turned it off. I was like, you know, at that time, like, you're as a kid, as a young like little boys, we're getting into crap that we definitely shouldn't be getting into.
Yeah,
so
true.
I definitely shouldn't have been watching that.
Definitely true.
But like, yeah, I saw a little bit. I was like, "What the hell?" Like, and I was done. And I told myself in the part one, I was saying part one, like I knew. Even like that follow up to that was Dave Chappelle's, you know what I'm saying?
Skits.
The pee on you skit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny, hilarious to us. I mean, who knew obviously how those women felt or how that little girl felt who completely denied that thing.
Right.
But it was hilarious at the time because the times were different. So mm-hmm. We weren't thinking of it as, oh my gosh, he peed on a little girl. We were thinking of, yo, he peed on a girl.
it's one of those things where, like, at the time, it's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
But in retrospect,
even though we know he did that joint,
right?
We're like, yo, he did that joint,
right? Like, it's like, yo, like, what?
Can't believe it. It's more shocking than like
it's
what?
It's crazy. I mean, you know, and the things that are coming out about so many people. I mean, they try. I mean, it's a lot, you know. And also, you know, with being African American men,
you
also have the ideology that, you know, being targets. And like, oh, you can get this success and this fame and this money and this and there, but you're still black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's, whether you believe it, don't believe it or not, this has happened to so many different people.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Whether, you know, you got Kobe in Colorado, you got R. Kelly, mm-hmm. you got Michael Jordan in gambling,
mm-hmm.
you got, you know.
I mean, now with Michael Jackson, no.
I mean, you got Michael Jackson. Now, again, each one of these stories is different. You know, you could definitely say, like, you know, no black man, so to speak, leaves the Hollywood of the success game, of the success game, I should say, clean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we going to get some kind of mark, you know? The person that's been avoiding it the most right now, pray he continues on his path, is LeBron right now. They waiting for LeBron to slip up.
Yeah, you know? Because he controls the narrative. I mean, right. Even look at Kevin Hart, you know? He's as successful as he is, he can't escape any kind of transgression.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, you know,
after apology, like, not trying to let it go. You know, and again, people are entitled to feel the way that they feel and all that kind of thing, but I think we have to really keep in mind that everybody's human. Yeah. However, with keeping everybody as human, you got to do the crime, you got to do the time.
And I'm wondering, you know, like, oh, there's a lot, so many people talking about the fact that all these women are money grabbing, and they were just, you know, I don't, like, when I first saw the whole thing, right?
Okay.
And I was like, okay. I took a long look at myself, and I was like, I mean, everybody's going to, this whole thing, reception to this documentary is subjective, right? People are going to look at it, and they're going to say, I believe them, or I don't, mm-hmm. right? Personally, I don't see any reason for these women to lie, because they don't really have anything to gain from that. You mean, like, do they? I don't know. I can't really make that, you know what I mean? I can't surmise that, but what I do know is, as long as I've been listening to R. Kelly, I've heard these things about him, and it's not that, like, I thought that, it's not like I was like, oh, well, it is what it is. Like, I just chose not to believe it, because his music to me was more important than what he did, so I didn't give a dang what he did. I was like, whatever, you know what I mean? It's music, though. Step in the Name of Love, that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm. How it Step makes your me name feel. Of love, I do I the freaking I can fly.
Chocolate mm-hmm. Factory first song, the last song by Dane Hart, mm-hmm. you know, and I took, like, and I had to tell myself, like, look, like, if these women are victims, like, truly are victims, and I mean, I have reason to believe that they are, in my personally, then, like, dang, I'm sorry to them for, like, doing my part and enabling this dude by continuing to listen and support him no matter what, like almost subconsciously being one of those people that was standing outside when he was at court for that court case, like, oh, they just trying to bring another black man down, and oh, they just trying to destroy him, R. Kelly, and da 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 da. Like, I wonder what all those people had to say now that we're seeing on live television these women that have been with him that are, like, kind of like robots. Like, you see them on TMZ, like, them ask them, hey, is there anything wrong with you? Are you good? No, I'm good. Nobody took me from my home. Blah, 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 blah. But yet, one of them was rescued.
To make this so, real interesting,
I don't know.
I'm going to play devil's advocate with you.
Okay.
Number one, whether you're male or female, there is technically, in the public perception, there are things to be gained. Whether you're a man or a woman, there are things to be gained.
Everybody has an agenda.
With somebody that comes with dealing with somebody with a level of success and fame, right?
Their gain more so their closure, or is it closure or exposure?
It depends. So here's my thing, right?
Because they already got their fame. People know who they are.
Okay, yeah. In the R. Kelly scenario, yes. And there may potentially, just because, again, different opinions, public perception.
Right.
But, like, prime example, like, there's positives to gain. Not even to say she had, like, this person has a motive, right? But let's just say, for example, right?
Okay.
Let's use Chris Brown, right?
Okay.
Young black guy fights Rihanna, okay? Because here's the one thing I can say with R. Kelly. R. Kelly is the first celebrity that does music, okay? That does music that his talent has not surpassed his shortcomings, okay? So R. Kelly's the first person that I can see and look at that, okay, he not surviving this.
Right.
Now, with Chris Brown, people ask me my opinion when the whole thing came off. He was on Instagram, Bow Wow, talking about, I'm not a monster, this, that, and third.
Right.
I knew right then and there, oh, no, Chris Brown gonna survive this.
Right.
And I knew right then that he was surviving. People can tell me I'm wrong, and they can cuss me out, and they can y'all can talk to Mufasa, and he'll tell you, like, yo, give him your opinions. I knew Chris Brown was going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Because star power. Hits can do a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, again, if we look at, like, even with the people that we mentioned, right? When we look at Michael Jackson, when we look at Bill Cosby, when we look at Chris Brown, all of them survived by, well, I mean, Bill Cosby's a little different.
Yeah,
he wasn't actually doing anything anymore as far as from a career standpoint publicly. But everybody else besides R. Kelly has been able to just put out another record or just let time subside and they be all right. You know?
Right.
Because now, another thing is, when you've been, as far as you mentioned, the money grabbing piece, right?
Right.
That's for very real. And that's been for very, that's been a very real thing.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people out there that
again,
do it.
I'm not
yeah.
saying women don't go through things that can be exceptionally detrimental to their lives, with to a point where me being a guy, I will never understand.
Right.
But let's be honest. Like, let's look at Michael Jackson, right? You mentioned him, so let's bring up Michael Jackson. So Michael Jackson got accused of touching children and doing this and doing that, all these things with kids, right? There have been multiple accounts of the children that have made the accusations when
saying
they were
that he didn't do it,
coming out and saying that they didn't do it, their parents put them up to it, one person killed themselves. It's all kinds of stuff.
Right.
When it comes to the Michael Jackson situation, you know what I mean? And people do take their opportunities.
You know, the crazy thing about that is I'm actually more inclined to believe the Michael Jackson situation seems more like a money grab than the R. Kelly situation, which is weird because the Michael Jackson situation, if you because the documentary just appeared, mm-hmm. Just premiered, and from the details, from the explicit details of the documentary, from Michael Jackson, what they account Michael Jackson did is way more egregious than what R. Kelly has done. Mm-hmm. You know, and that goes back to what you're saying about star power. People aren't necessarily, people will give themselves and rationalize, especially if, I mean, Michael's dead. Like, I mean, what you gonna charge him with? But like, and I guess at this point, it'd just be a legacy thing, and it'll tarnish his legacy forever, mm-hmm. forever if it comes out that he actually did it.
Right.
But people will rationalize, if it's revealed in some kind of way, even though he's already found freaking not guilty, if it's revealed in any kind of way that he actually did this to these children, these little boys, people will come up with any kind of rationalization that they can make to continue to support him because of the impact he's had, because of his star power. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, he probably will survive it. You know, like Chris Brown, like you said, Chris Brown, star power. He lost a lot of fans, but yet he's still going to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly might still be losing shows and things like that, losing fans, people writing him off. Even people like John Legend saying, like, nah, like, get this dude out of here. We've all enabled him. He's still performing. He might not be performing at the same frequency.
I'm saying
he's still out there making money somehow.
So here's the thing.
Some auntie, mama out there is still throwing their panties at him on stage.
Here's what I'm going to say in regards to R. Kelly. R. Kelly's done.
You think he's done?
Technically.
Because of social media?
With the social media impact. And again, yes, social media was a thing when Chris Brown was around.
Yeah.
His whole situation, just not which I hate big. Bringing up because it's so long ago, and Chris has moved so far past that in a variety.
People don't want to let him move on, though.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. Because at this point, people can say what they want. Y'all can fuss me out. Y'all can talk to Mufasa and say y'all want to get me on the phone. Y'all want to fuss me out. Here's what I'm gonna say. Okay. At this point, as far as I'm concerned, Chris Brown ready to do a Super Bowl at this point. Want me to be all right? Want me to be honest with you? Chris Brown at this point, given everything he's done, the amount of accolades, the amount of hit records he's put out, the amount of albums. He's at Super Bowl level right now. You talk about somebody, okay? We talking about doing a show.
I would call him the modern day king of R&B.
Yeah, from right. Yeah,
talent
as far
and
as
a
the kid
a
who
figure.
Got it right now, longevity. You know what I'm saying? He about. I mean, again, he looking. He around the corner from 30. He been doing this since he was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So when we look at all of those kind of things, you know. But when it comes, so yes. People may have a question of like, oh, why have there been all these spikes in sales and all these people, all these huge numbers in regards to R. Kelly's music? People are going back and doing the research and listening to lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and seeing all these different things.
That's what I'm noticing, a lot of research on old lyrics.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't necessarily agree with diving into them for certain super, super heavy.
Yeah.
Because some of them could have, like, again, not making excuses at all, but some of them could have been strictly from a musical standpoint.
It's all the times, man.
Yeah.
It's all the freaking times. Yeah. Whatever was going on during that time, what was going on during that time. And yeah, you can't use that time, even if it's not okay now, or if it, even if it wasn't okay then, you can't use that time to use as define this time. Mm-hmm. Like using, like, for example, most of the rap songs back then, what's the word I'm looking for? Objectify women in a lot of ways. Most of the, even a lot of the R&B songs and the sex songs and the romantic, even a lot of R. Kelly songs, you know what I mean, it was objectifying. Like, seems like you're ready. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Songs like that, like, and those are in a different time, but what makes his more, like, is the fact that we're finding out now that these women were little girls. I didn't know, like, when I was younger, I didn't know. Like, I knew I had found out he married Aaliyah probably when I was, like, a little older, like, 16 or 18, around that time. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, he married Aaliyah? She was, like, 15.
So him,
and I'm the just, dude in the freaking, in the documentary said that he forged the marriage documents to make her 18 so she can marry him legally. You telling me her parents weren't standing in the room?
So here's
and they're denying all that.
Here's the thing, right? And this is me just being honest. We looking at the whole Aaliyah thing. First off, I didn't know about that until I heard about this whole documentary.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't even know about it then.
The details.
So my thing is, like, first, like, just off that whole thing with the Aaliyah thing, just threw me for a loop. Because I'm like, wait, you did what and how?
Mm-hmm.
So there was that whole thing. I think one thing, if there's a lesson, right, to be gained from all this, from a cultural standpoint, right?
Okay.
If there's a lesson to be gained, I think all of us, male and female, need to be way more accountable for our actions.
Definitely.
Way. I think accountability needs to be stepped up in so many different ways. Like, I have little cousins, right? I got little cousins. They're getting to that age. They're about to be, you know, about to graduate high school and going to college and this, that, and that. And I've had this conversation with some of my homegirls, too. And I'm like, look, if you out at a bar or a club or whatever, if you don't find a guy attractive, right, don't take the drink. Just don't. But, oh, it's free. Just I don't care if it's free. I don't care.
Don't take nothing.
You gotta take those measures to protect yourself, right? Like, again, we know, if we're gonna be honest with ourselves, we're guys, right? So we know that, like, we know how we think. Look, it's a club, it's loud, it's a bunch of music going on, it's a bunch of people. I'm trying to get my one-on-one time with this girl. I need to buy her a drink. I need to get her away from everybody.
Because that's the way society has made talking to a woman. Not that you necessarily have
ill intentions, but it's like, look, yo, the club is loud. I'm trying to get your phone number. I think you're attractive. This and the third. You accepting an invitation to a drink, okay? I'm going to be honest with you from a male perspective. You accepting a drink from a guy in a bar or the club or whatever is a nonverbal yes that there is a level of attraction,
right?
In the male mind state. Now,
from our perspective, yeah, their perspective is they just getting a drink,
right? Like, you know,
thank you for the drink, bye.
Right, like, and then, you know, now the friend want to come up and she want to get a drink too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he
like,
getting drinks, girl.
like it's all that kind of stuff. So that's where for me it's just like, yeah, you gotta. Like I said, it's just accountability. Accountability, man. I think we just really, like I said, as people, as a culture, you know, the accountability part, we just really got to step up. You know what I mean? And even from a bystander point, like...
Yeah, we definitely...
You can't
like that training we get in the military, bystander intervention.
Yeah, you know. That's a big deal. Like, and it's tough, right? Because, you know, when we was growing up, like, yo, you're not trying to block nobody.
Just like,
you know what I'm saying? You want to let the person be
looking back
grown.
At it now, you're like, dang, like, that's wrong. Yeah. I should have stepped in.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You know, even here's another thing, even with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you got chill, bro. She not feeling you. Like,
yeah, like, bro, she don't want you.
Nah, bro.
Back off.
Like, no.
Nah,
like,
bro, I'm trying to, nah. She don't want you.
Yeah, like, bro, like, you not seeing it. Like, I'm sober. You not seeing it right now. You gotta fuck that. You know,
so. No, I ask you this. So comment on TMZ said that he feels that we failed our black women.
Okay.
And as a community, we failed our black women because we didn't, not necessarily that we didn't believe them per se, but we didn't, we knew that there was something out there and we chose to do nothing about it. And we chose to not ask questions. We chose to not inquire, like, like, what's really going on? We were just like, ah, whatever. Step in the name, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, we just kind of ignored it, even though it was in the air and the information was there. And by doing that, we in turn failed them because they were screaming, they were crying wolf. They were crying, you know, this is what's going on, this is what happened to me, this is da 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 da, from, you know, whether it's true or not. They were saying that this is what was happening to them, and we were like, eh. We were putting the key to ignition and stepping in the name of love. So what I want to ask you is, do you think, as a community, that we failed them? From your personal perspective?
Personally, I don't really like the word fail. Mm-hmm. Do we, I mean, we're all human. Do we have our shortcomings? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so much. You're talking about a deep dive. That might be a whole other episode itself. As far as just black men and black women and the level of, which I think strides are being made.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there are strides being made in a positive direction. I can agree with Common in some ways that, yes, there are the failures and everything, but then it's also, as for every positive, for every negative, there's a positive. So there are, you know, just as much as there are, oh, this was going on and that's going on and this is going on, you have the people who are lying too, like, oh, he did this, he did that, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, prime example, Chris Brown goes over to Paris, some mm-hmm. girl says that he gets accused for, oh, Chris Brown did this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
And Chris Brown gets let out the next day with no charges because the girlfriend's friend is like, Chris Brown didn't do nothing like that.
So I was with him the whole time.
Yeah, I was with him the whole time, and they lying. And now Chris Brown is countersuing for like $10 million.
For defamation.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's the thing. Like, Michael and them may have defamation of character back then. Back then it was, oh, just, you know, just settle, give them a little something.
Settle, keep them hush-hush.
You know, non-disclosure agreement, and we done. That's what it was back then.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you know, things are a little more tricky now. So, you know, times are different. Things are
advancing.
Social
media, man. Social media rules the world.
Even when we look at the place of women. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just overall, period. Like,
before our
time, it was one family car and the woman wasn't driving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, like, all the housewife thing, like, I know, you know, society now kind of dresses up the housewife thing to be like, oh, you know, this, that. Like, no, back then you wasn't getting no jobs.
Mm-mm.
And even if you had one, you wouldn't get as paid as the same as us.
I think that's what makes this such a big deal because of the social media and the progression of society, it has given not only those women, those victims in particular, but just women in general have come such a long way. If you look at women in general, like black, white, whatever, women and black people, we have not had the right to vote for over a century.
We as a culture, you know what have I mean? Been enslaved
less than a
longer.
Century. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We in the 60s, we was you know, between the 40s and 60s.
They didn't even really get right to the 70s.
Like, you know what I mean? Really get right. So that for women to have progressed so far, to kind of break out of gender roles, break out of traditional roles and things like that, I think this platform that social media has provided for a lot of people. Now, I don't really like social media that much,
mm-hmm.
because it's a lot more negative than positive. Mm-hmm. But for one of the little positive things it has done is provided people the platform to speak out. And it's kind of like a gift and a curse in a way. Like, mm-hmm. it's easier for somebody to look at some post that somebody made and just get behind it, not even being educated about what happened, because they just want to feel like they're a part of something. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people will tweet support for things they have no idea about to make themselves look good, to kind of save face. That happens a lot with the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't believe in that community or support that community, but they say they do to make themselves feel good, so they don't draw the ire of people in the community. So when it comes to this platform, I think the people that genuinely care about it anyone's going to get behind them, but the people, there's always going to be drawback, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I think social media has provided the ultimate platform for them to speak out and get more people to have a discussion about, to notice. You know what I mean? If you tweet, you know, put it in the R. Kelly, the R is for registered, enough times, someone's eyes going to get raised. And we're like, eyebrows going to get raised. And we're like, what's this R for registered thing going on? What's going on with R. Kelly? Mm-hmm. What's he doing? Mm-hmm. And then you start to see more about what he's doing. You start to see people talking about it. And then you start to listen. And you start to say, oh, wow. And then you watch the documentary. Or you filter information. So it's a gift and a curse. The curse being the clickbait. The gift being the amount of exposure that it's finally getting. Because you got to think, these women have been talking about this stuff for years. You know what I mean? But no one heard it, no one listened, because the platform wasn't there.
Here's what I'll give you, right? When it comes to women, right? This is just women. This isn't even black, white, you know, any of those sorts of things. You know, it's just when it comes to women in general, social media, I feel like, has become the quintessential, okay? And I don't use that word, like, the quintessential biggest gift to women in the history of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty girl privilege on Instagram is for very real. For those who don't know, pretty girl privilege is essentially, if you are an attractive woman, right, and with makeup and filters and all that, you can become one relatively easily, if you feel like you're not one. You becoming clickbait and using that in the best way that you want to, you know, amassing followers, amassing listeners, you know, creating YouTube platforms, all these kind of things can happen in comparison, a extremely short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, prime example, right? Back in the day, right? 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever. Let's look at the 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
90s, R&B's pop and all that. If you was the girlfriend of Genuine or whatever, back then, when the relationship was over, you weren't famous no more.
Nah.
Nobody saw you, none of that.
Nobody heard from you.
Like, none of that. Now, you got a show like Basketball Wives, for example. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't have no issue with the people that's on there. That's your show. You get your paycheck. I ain't mad at you. Just pay your taxes. That's all I'm asking. All I'm saying is you look at Basketball Wives, y'all not even dating nobody. Like, y'all like ex-girlfriends, cousins, y'all not even...
None of them dating a basketball player.
Like none of y'all ain't even actually married to this person or dealing with this person anymore.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I'm puzzled. Like, I'm perplexed.
None of them Basketball Wives. It's Basketball's cousins, nieces, sisters, baby cousin, niece's wife.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have that. You know, reality shows have blown up to in a way that I don't think anybody saw coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even if we look at, like...
To Karrueche, too. Karrueche, Chris Brown's ex.
Yeah.
Now she's famous now. She's getting opportunity.
Yeah. Like, all right,
star,
like,
power is carried
people,
over.
Don't get me wrong, because they're going to hit you up. Like, look, yes, she was modeling before.
Ooh.
But Karrueche was
modeling.
Yeah,
she was. But the platform wasn't as big.
But it's nowhere near as big as it is now. Like, now you dating other people and this, that, and
blew her up. Yeah,
like, you know, it's you know,
and that's good that she's creating the opportunities now for herself.
Yeah,
and she's
absolutely
not seeing that light.
Look, I tell anybody, capitalize on opportunities,
right,
however they may come to you. But at the same time, let's call a spade a spade and let's look at what's real. Like, if we gonna look at Kim, right? Kim has blown herself up to a way that I don't think any, like I said, nobody saw coming. You know what I mean? Like, because, again, it's like, at this point, like, all right, we know what her past is. I'm not even going to get into all that.
Right.
But, you know, like, what are, that you actually look at it now, like, what are you actually famous for?
Yeah.
Like, outside of that, right, what are you super known? What's your talent? What's your...
Yeah. Keep it up with Kardashians.
It ain't none of that.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, their mother's a genius.
Okay? Yeah, she knows how to market.
You know, but, you know, it's just one of those things where... You know, when it comes to social media and women, like, you know, even for us as men, we can't even, like, point and say anything's negative.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because it's one thing, like, all right, you about to open your business, this, that, and the third, and then, you know, you click right to the next Insta story, and you twerking in the club. Like, I can't say, and, you know, it's just that level of duality. Now, am I saying that's a problem? Of course not, yo. Get your money, have fun, do this, do that, see the world. All those kind of things.
It's against you, though.
You know what I mean? It's just.
That's the weird thing is, it's like, for someone like R. Kelly's ex-wife, she's more you know, going back to what you were saying about people knowing who they are before. I don't think she, like her, like, she was a dancer, right? Mm-hmm. She's still a dancer. Like, she's renowned for that, but not, like, renowned for that. You know what I mean? And now she's more synonymous with being R. Kelly's beaten, battered wife because of what's happened recently than she is for being a dancer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because of the star power of R. freaking Kelly.
And the thing is, too, I think the one thing that kind of has people feeling like certain stuff is kind of set up, like with Bill Cosby, right?
Right.
For example, it's just the fact that, like, all of a sudden, all these people come out at the same time. Yeah, man, I think that's the feel that people get when things come out like this in the way that they do.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, wait a minute, time out, hold up, hold on, hold on. Like, how? All right, now it's 40, 50, 60 women. Now, again, Bill Cosby, you know, he was running things
back. I mean, the first 10 women, I was like, eh, come on, it's Bill Cosby. Then about 70 women later, I was like, yep. Get him out of here.
You know, so
get rid of
it's a lot. And, you know, people say, oh, why Bill Cosby? I'm like, look, y'all may not know this, man, but it was a point in time, like, Bill Cosby was running things.
He was I think he was on his way to buy NBC, and that got shut down.
Yeah. Like, Bill Cosby
was, I mean he deserved what he got. He could rot in jail for all I care.
I ain't mad at you.
But R. Kelly, like, I haven't listened to him since I heard about
a lot of people.
Like, I've Kanye, him too, like, his antics with stuff he's saying, like, and it annoys the hell out of me when people try to say, oh, you know, you gotta separate the artist from da 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 da, and it's like,
not all the time. You can't do it some of the time, but you can't
sit here and tell me if what comes out, if it's revealed to that everything R. Kelly did. Take away the amount of detail that they provided in those documentaries or whatever. Take all that away, right? It comes out that R. Kelly did everything he's been accused of, like, did all that stuff, right? Or Michael Jackson, like, raped these little boys in Neverland, all this stuff. You can't tell me that. You can't say, well, I still like his music after all that, after hearing that, because that same person, you know what I mean? When Clark Kent takes off his glasses, how can you not recognize him as Superman? You know what I mean? All he literally has to do is take off his glasses and open up his shirt.
Yeah.
And you telling me he puts his glasses on and I was like, oh, who is this guy? You know what I mean? Telling me freaking this 55-year-old man puts a damn do-rag on and starts singing Fiesta and gyrating on the stage, and he ain't the same dude that's freaking running around brainwashing these women. You telling me freaking this dude takes off and reattaches his nose, you know what I mean, about six, seven times, but because he's saying we are the world, we supposed to believe that we are the world, we all united, and we supposed to gloss over the fact that he had a baby hanging out the window, that he moonwalked to the window. Like, that ain't the same person?
That is
the same. He wasn't a smooth criminal. Oh, he was a criminal. But what he did wasn't too smooth. So,
oh my God.
I'm just saying, like, now, the way social media is going, everything coming out, I don't necessarily agree, but I think, with the way some things are, but I think that it's kind of needed to kind of get everybody right. Do I think it's at times it could be a bit much? Like, all right, come on, like, seriously, come on, like, calm, like, chill. Like, what are you doing? Now you're being petty. Of course, I think it'd be a bit much. You know what I mean? With people just looking for ways to bring people down and destroy people, all to make themselves feel rationalized or self-righteous, to make themselves feel good, to make them feel like American society's hero. Oh, we took down the man who's been calling us the F word for the longest, like, and I get how terrible that can be, but at the same time, I think that social media, because the news ain't going to give you the freaking, you know, give it to you raw.
Nope.
And the social media, it's not always going to give it to you raw, but at least you can say that social media, in some ways, is starting to become more of a news source than the actual news.
Oh, this is for very real.
And that's why clickbait is so easy for people to read in the clickbait. So, like, when it comes to these women, it's like, I don't know, it's like, I tend to, like, the Michael thing, it's like, wait, you guys already said that he didn't do it, you know what I mean, so I can't feel that, even though, like, what Michael is alleged to have done is a lot worse, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. If you really listen to the details, I heard, like, on Hot 97 the other day about, like, details about him, like, marrying a 14-year-old, setting up some kind of fake wedding. And penetrating little boys and having little boys perform oral sex on him and stuff like that, like, that stuff is freaking horrible compared to the sex cult that R. Kelly is accused of doing. But when I saw that documentary, it's hard for me to be like watching those women, like, it was hard for me to be like, okay, I don't believe that crap. Ain't no way. Come on, it's R. Kelly. Ain't no way he did that. When I know, like, this dude peed on a girl. The only reason that he's not in jail right now is because that girl and her parents denied it. And they have every right to deny it. That's the only reason he's not sitting in jail right now. Because they ain't me. They ain't me in that video getting showered with pee. That's not me. It's the only reason. And it sickens me. I mean, from as a parent, I understand you want to protect your daughter. You don't want her to be humiliated. She's already been humiliated. But you tell me her best friend, her college coach, her aunt, all pointed her out in that video and said, that's her. You mean something? No, they ain't her. They ain't me. I ain't ever had pee in my face my entire life. Everyone's like, that's you. Your own flesh and blood is telling you that's you. It's hard for me to be like, oh, man, these women are full of crap. You know what I mean? Just seeing, like it's hard, like, even people, Oscar winners, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The greatest actors in the world can't display a certain level of pain on a screen that's authentic. Like, you know authentic pain when you see authentic pain. Like, the kind of pain when I saw my wife give birth, that's freaking authentic pain. You know what I mean? Or the kind of pain when someone's child dies, or when someone's, you know, someone really loses something, or someone really struggles with poverty, or someone really has things taken away from them, that authenticity. But you can't act that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't care how many, I don't care if you're Denzel, I don't care if you freaking Catherine Zeta, I don't care if you Viola Davis, who's really good at freaking playing. Like, you know, she's an amazing actress.
Yeah, she's fine.
Freaking Taraji, he's really good at playing a scorned woman. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if you're any of these actors or actresses. Like, authentic pain is authentic pain, and you know it when you see it. And it's like, how can I say that that's crap and they just want money? Because I don't know. Maybe they do.
I mean, the thing is,
but it's hard for me to believe that they do. If they do, and it comes up that they do, shame on them. But it's I don't see the gain from saying, look, this, y'all need to freaking, it's, to me, it's more of them bringing that crap to light. Like, y'all, we've all been freaking and enamored with this dude that's attractive, got money, you know what I mean, got women, got all this stuff. We've all fell victim to this dude's shenanigans. Like, this dude's God. Like, at the same time as this case and this crap is going on about this dude peeing, the video's out, this dude peeing this girl, the exact same time he's freaking performing I Believe I Could Fly, Drake with a Flag on him. He just peed on a little girl. You know what I mean? He's the dude that everyone. And it, check this out. I'll make two quick points, and I'll be done. First point: I Believe I Can Fly. I'm the world's greatest. You know, I wish. You know, on one side, other side. You know, pregnant, feeling on your booty. Seems like you're ready. 12 play. You know what I mean? Ignition. You remind me of my Jeep. Like, you know what I mean? You're a saint to a lot of people. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you're a sex symbol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't realize until, like, dude's 50 something now. Like, like, he was always old. Like, when we were growing up, he was still in his
30s.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? John Ray old to us. Move your body like a snake, like,
yo, 40 I had to tell my little cousins, but they was asking, like, oh, did all this happen? I'm like, look.
He was still old.
He was always grown. Like, he was always, like, 30 when I became of age to, like, really listen to understand music. You know? By the way, sidebar, shout out to Taraji P. Henson. She just got up starting the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah, so, Taraji. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Taraji's legit.
I just want to throw that out there because she's from D.C., so she's cool. But the thing is that
B&B Club.
You know, you gotta look. I feel like when it comes to these accusations, you gotta look at the bigger picture, right? You gotta, when it's, because I know you were like, well, how can we tell what women is that? You gotta look at the people involved, and you gotta look at the bigger picture. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I do not agree with anything that R. Kelly's done.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, he can be.
Because we don't know.
They can put him beneath the jail for all I really care.
Right.
But the thing is like, again, like I said, the way women coming up right now is unmatched.
Yeah.
It's unmatched right now. I mean, girls are selling hair for $300 on Instagram. Like if we gonna call it what it is, that's just on a low basic. You may got a couple followers level.
Yeah.
Versus like, oh. Cause again, like I said, earlier on, is like, people get that fame by who they're associated with. That's why guys are still trying to date Blac Chyna.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Guys are still like, again, with all due respect, you know, they're women, that, they're human. You know,
does that diminish their experience?
What do you mean they diminish their experience?
Does that clear. Fame
really elevate
does
somebody?
Does their association with that famous person diminish their experience of pain or whatever that they're claiming that they went through? Does that diminish that? Does that say because of you wanting to be famous and wanting to sell hair or whatever or do this and do that, that overshadows what you went through? Does that?
I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying you gotta look at, I'm just giving other examples.
Right. The grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of things, Is the finessing happen?
Oh, finessing. So it's a motive thing.
Yeah. Okay. It's about the motives. What are your intentions? All that kind of thing. Because, again, Blac Chyna, Rob Kardashian, oh, I seen that a mile away. Oh, you about to get played.
Let's
go. You know what I mean? These people could say their opinions about the Kardashians when it comes to black men. That's a whole other thing in itself. You know? But like I said, you know, it's even with guys. Our stuff is usually way more trivial. Guys want to be with Amber Rose and Blac Chyna and this one and that one and this one and that one over there because mm-hmm. they find on Instagram and guys be wanting clout. That's what it is for guys. You know what I mean? Like, guys
want to get with them because of their motive and then their status.
The status and the motive.
The clout for it.
Yeah.
My second point is he called himself, proclaimed himself the Pied Piper of R&B.
Okay.
You know who the Pied Piper is?
Oh, I know that story very well. I knew the story back then.
I didn't know it back then. I didn't know it until recently.
So
who the Pied Piper really was.
Like, for me, it was just a thing of...
So he'd been learning little
because, girl, again, like, this is... All right, so this is where... Because even my little cousin asked me about this, and I'm like, these are the things... This is where the black and white becomes gray, and you can't really blame people.
Right.
Because
a lot of people want to blame the parents.
Like, I mean, like, let's look at specifically the Pied Piper, right? Let's look at the Pied Piper R&B. If we just talk about artists being creative, that's just a creative play on words. As far as, oh, I got the music and I got people following me, they dance.
Yeah,
not really thinking about it. And then when you dive deeper into
it, wait a minute, Pied Piper. My mom told me that story. Pied Piper.
Oh, creepy. So. You know, when you look at it from that, when you dive deep into it, and you really start looking at, like, some of the subliminal messages and, like, all that kind of stuff, then you're like, you kind of got something here. Okay, got to check this guy out. You know, so it's just a different thing. The times is different. I mean, even with Bill Cosby and the women and all the accusations, it's the 70s. People was walking around with Coke spoons on their neck.
Yeah.
Like, it's different times. And not to say that the times are excuse for morals.
Right.
But morals are different. We've progressed this.
People looking at their morals a lot more now. I'll tell you that much.
Mean, you know, you got to look at a fact, like, morally, we as humans, even when people may look at this and say, oh, it was 30, 40 years. 30, 40 years is a lot of time.
It is a lot of time.
It's a lot of progression. I mean, you know, you talking about, we got electric cars now. We got push to start. We got the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
I can look at somebody's face on my phone. Like, these things were dreams. I'm like, you would never be able to
do this kind of stuff back then. Where we are now.
You know, so... You know, we just have evolved as a culture. I think we're moving in a positive direction. And, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, it was very interesting comment. Very interesting conversation. I appreciate you coming on, man, and talking to me about this and giving you a perspective. I always like getting a new perspective and new thought, being open to other people's, key points and being open to what people think and what. How they want to portray things, and that's, I think it's an amazing thing to have that kind of dialogue and to try to understand each other more and try to get into, you know, instead of us shouting at each other about, well, this is what I think, this is what you think. I love having discussion, dialogue. I'm like, well, I feel this, I agree, I disagree too. Alright, cool, let's talk about the game. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts. You know, anything you want to say, man?
Nah, man, just black women are great. Melanin is popping.
They're queens.
Black women are queens. White women are queens. Hispanic, regardless of your culture.
All women are queens, baby.
Cherished, mm-hmm. You know, and they just keep progressing. They're growing every day, and then we got to be there to support them and big them up because they're about to start running things around here.
Oh yeah,
as I can tell.
Well, shoot, they already do it. You heard Beyonce said. But this has been another episode. The Lion Speaks podcast. The Lion has spoken. Funny, right?